All right, everybody, we are back, and that song is You Move Me by Robert Cray. What happened?
The kids are making fun of me.
Our hand gestures and stuff like that. And I got
it's
one
the
for
royal
you.
Wave.
It's the royal wave.
Oh, we got a phone call. Holy moly.
Pick it up.
It's the killer. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Well, how are you doing, y'all?
Good. How are you?
My name's Wilbur.
Yeah.
Wilbur Addison Smith.
Okay. And?
Yeah. Well,
I like your name.
I'm calling from Alabama.
Yeah? Really?
Well, I want to talk about that old boy Roy Moore.
I like him. He's crazy.
Who? I don't even know who this is. Who is it, Ty?
He's like a senator or something.
Oh, Roy Moore! Roy Moore!
He's going to try and get that Senate seat that old boy Sessions left there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this guy's like dirty as hell, I hear.
Loves his cowboy hat.
They be saying that he was all doing stuff with a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, let me tell you something. My fourth cousin, second removed.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis. He was also with a 14-year-old girl. In fact, he married her. That was his cousin.
Well, what about Elvis? He married What's-Her-Nuts pretty young, too.
I'm telling you something, in the South there, that's what these people do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, you know, just because you're from Alabama and you got a banjo on your knee don't mean nothing. You know, you got to, if you have a sense of anything, you ain't going to start messing with a 12, 13, 14-year-old girl. But that's what these old boys do. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Hey, if you're living down South and it's hot as hell and there's nothing else to do, well,
you got
to
do something.
Got to do something.
I'm not saying it's right. Well, I hope not, because otherwise, I'm telling you something. That ain't right. And you know what? Every day something's happening with these people. All these people getting busted for doing some sort of sexual stuff and all that kind of stuff. You
seems like every day they're coming out of the woodwork. Every day, somebody new.
Because, you know, I have a theory.
Yeah?
I have a theory, all right?
All right.
You
want
to hear it?
Yes, I do.
All right. Because otherwise, if you don't want to hear it, then we got a failure to communicate. So anyway.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
You think about all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Ailes, the guy from Fox.
Yeah.
You think about Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
They're all ugly. All these guys are all ugly. That's the one thing I think that they all got in common is they're all ugly.
Are you saying that they're related to DL? DL.
Who the hell is DL?
DL Ugly.
Oh, I know what you're saying. But anyway, even that guy, Kevin Spacey, he's messing with the little boys.
And he is definitely ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all, you know, and then I'll tell you something. It makes me sick to my stomach to know that these people, and a lot of them consider themselves evangelical Christians. What a bunch of hypocrites going out there and messing around and then saying that it's okay because maybe the Bible says so. I don't know. It really bothers me.
It bothers me too.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
my horse
yeah.
looks better than these guys.
What's the name of your horse?
Well, Mr. Ed.
Very original. I like that.
You laughing. I'm going to put him on the phone one day and he'll talk to you.
Maybe he'll count something.
I would love that.
Hey, yeah.
Do you have to smear peanut butter on his teeth to get him to talk?
What was that? I didn't hear you. Say that again.
Do you have to smear peanut butter on his teeth to get him to talk?
No, nothing like that. No, he's just a smart horse, and like I say, he's very attractive. He looks a lot better than these old predators over here. You know?
So basically what you're saying is the uglier the dude, the more likely he is to be a sexual predator.
Usually, yeah, that's my theory anyway.
It's a good one.
I like it.
You don't, I mean, think about it. How many good-looking guys have been busted for this thing? This is all old, rich, ugly, ugly guys, you know? It's terrible.
You're right.
Hey.
You're absolutely right. Man.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call in and kind of pour my heart out to you. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, I am so glad that you did, because we a lot of times have a hard time getting callers to call into this show. And I appreciate all the calls. And this one has been especially enlightening. Good information.
Not ugly at all.
I'm telling you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said your call has not been ugly at all.
Right. Oh. That's nice of you. I'm going to try. I know he's got, sometimes he's shy, but I'm going to try and get Mr. Ed to call you one of these days.
I would love that.
He'll talk to you.
Make sure you give him the number. It's 727-498-0502. Does he have...
I'm going to dial for him. What, you crazy?
Oh, right. Well, okay. Yeah.
I mean, he can talk a little bit, but he can't be dialing no phone.
That makes sense, right? That makes perfect sense.
I mean, if you were a horse, how would you do with your hoof?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, it wouldn't work, would it?
Well, you're going to hit the whole phone all at once like that. What are you talking about? Something's wrong with you.
You need a giant phone.
I don't know why I called into this crazy show. These people are crazy over here.
Well, thank you for listening to our crazy show and participating.
Yeah. Man, oh,
all
man.
Right, someday I'll call back. Or I'll have Mr. Ed, I'll dial for him and have him talk to you, all right?
Well, I sure do appreciate it. Man, oh, man.
This all has right, been a if great I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. And you too.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right, brother. Talk to you. Wow.
That was great.
We've got fans from all over.
We do. Alabama.
What was his name?
Somebody needs to write these things down.
Jack, where were you?
I was so taken by his southern accent that I didn't even catch his name.
Callback.
Was it Buford or anything like that, was it?
No.
I thought it was Wilbur.
Wilbur. It was Wilbur.
It was Wilbur?
It was Wilbur with a horse named Mr. Ed. Just like the show. I think it was Wilbur.
Oh, or not.
Anyway, I dig that.
Sorry if it's not.
How cool
was that? Was fun.
PW, where are you at? Yeah. We need
the
you.
Right information. Yeah. What was his name?
Yeah, anybody that was listening to that phone call, very insightful phone call, by the way, if you were listening to the show and heard that phone call and you caught the caller's name, please give us a call. 727-498-0502 or tweet us, Marco Radio
or
Show.
Or tweet us.
One. Anyway.
The phone call came in right as we came back from the break,
let me reintroduce everybody. I think I did say that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. And if you are just joining us, let me sort of quickly reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. To her right is Jack.
Hello.
To Jack's right is my boy, Tygan. Yeah. And my name is Mark, and I'll be your host. I've been your host, and I will continue to be your host for the rest of this show.
Think again.
And if you call in to 727-498-0502... we may or may not remember your name.
Yeah, but, unfortunately, man, I was so taken.
I was so startled.
I was so taken. First of all, you're calling from Alabama. I'm looking, because it shows me what the number is, and I'm trying to figure out what the area code is. And then he said Alabama, and then that accent, it was like,
wow.
Threw me. Anyway.
Down there by Greenbow.
Greenbow, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so...
good conversation, though.
Yeah, I said before the break that we were going to talk about sports, but during the break, we decided... because
sports are lame.
We all
decided that a long time ago.
Yeah, we all, with the exception of Hannah, did something this week.
Because Hannah's lame.
Hannah was sick.
Yeah, that we want to talk about it. And it's in the movies and entertainment genre. We have been waiting. Here, we live in little old Seminole. Here
not
in Florida.
Seminole Heights.
Not Seminole Heights, Seminole Low.
Yeah.
And
we're safe.
Yeah. The safe Seminole.
Are you?
And we've been anticipating this brand new movie theater.
Not so patiently.
Not so patiently. Yeah. We've been a little impatient about it. In our new mall, the Seminole City Center. Well, the new mall opened, what night was it? Monday or Tuesday?
The movie theater.
Oh, the movie theater, right.
Opened, actually, I think it was last Thursday.
All right. What's the name of that place?
Studio Movie Grill.
Studio Movie Grill.
Yes.
All right. Movie already, already in my mind, there's a problem.
Yes.
It should just say movie theater.
Too much.
You're getting too fancy. Anyway, Mom and I went on what night? Was that Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Yeah. All right, so we went over.
$5 movie.
Yeah, $5 movies every Tuesday night. Anyway, Mom and I go over and to see Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
Not such a great movie, but interesting enough.
Interesting.
Then Ty and Jack went.
Tuesday.
Yeah, same night.
Also
same
Tuesday. Night. Yeah. Okay, but later and saw Thor and the Rugrats.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
Now,
good Rugrats.
What is the critique, not of the movies, but of the theater? The theater experience.
The theater itself is nice, but they got to tone back this food thing.
Yeah, when we went in, we were handed menus, and as soon as we sat down, a waiter came up to us with silverware and was introducing, and then there was like this pressure. It's like, but I'm here just to see the movie. I don't want any of that. And right. He was like, oh, you're just here to see the movie? It's like, God. So like, I immediately start thinking, anytime I want to see, you know, a movie close to home, am I going to have to go in there and like fight off the waiters? Like, I just want to, you know.
Well, and the kid looked disappointed.
You
that we
basically
weren't gonna
are going to have to fight off the waiters, even if
tips,
you don't want anything, because other people in your row do want stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be very distracting. and we talked about this, excuse me, when they were talking about building this theater. That they were going to have food service at your you know, your seat, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I thought, how is that ever going to work? I don't like for anybody to, you know, rustle their candy bag in the theater.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you've got waiters walking in front of you, squatting in front of you, talking to the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait a minute.
What are we doing here?
Thank God I only paid $5 for this ticket because, and thank God it's, you know, not the movie of the year.
Right.
Because otherwise I'd be a little pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the real utensils and glass plates.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, those
clinky.
Yeah.
Dining
it seems
sounds.
Like a hazard, you know, waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Right. And I'd feel uncomfortable, you know, being in a movie theater dealing with all that glass and stuff.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Walking around in the dark.
I don't want to be responsible for that. You know?
I mean, that dude got shot in a theater because he had his cell phone light on.
Right.
You know, I mean, Christ's
now
sake,
we're clinking glasses
you order here. A filet mignon next to me, I might lose it.
Yeah. You're done.
Done.
Yeah, it was very distracting.
Right.
And like the movie we saw, mm-hmm. Murder on the Orient Express,
right.
You know, at one point, because the waitress was coming back and forth to the guy on the... number one, if you're going to order food the entire movie... Like every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Sit on the end.
Right.
Where the waitress can, like, walk right up to the side of your seat.
Right.
Not down the whole aisle.
First of all, who goes to a movie and orders a full course meal? The people that sat next to us, directly next to us, it took them 15 minutes to order.
Right.
I want this, but I want this on the side. And
I need
like,
my onions lightly grilled, not fully grilled, but not crunchy.
If they had asked for
crunchy.
One more thing in particular, I was going to be like, you know what? You don't get anything.
Yeah.
You're going to wear it when it gets here.
You know, and the whole time there's this conversation back and forth between these two nudniks and this
and the waitress
who's squatting in front of them, you know.
Just go to Publix before the movie and get a sandwich and candy like a normal person and sneak it in.
I don't like the concept. I really don't.
No. And like I was going to say, the girl sitting beside me, because mm-hmm. the waitress kept coming up and down the aisle with the clean, you know, with the food and dirty dishes and everything else. She was like, what happened in the movie? There was a reveal and this and that. And she's like, I'm so confused. Who is that woman?
Yeah, I was more concerned about what's-her-nuts getting her fucking ketchup on the side as opposed to on her bun.
Right. And
enjoy your steak, bitch.
And to try to focus and follow a murder mystery.
Right.
With the waitress coming
by. Yeah, you're trying to put all the clues together.
And you're missing clues because they want the ketchup on the side.
Yeah.
And,
we ordered popcorn. It took them 15 minutes to bring us our popcorn that was cold.
Right.
And then, 15 minutes to the end of the movie, at the climax, they come for our money.
Yeah, they started handing out the checks.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute.
Till the end.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with it at all. Well, now
the little table will be good for bootlegging movies. Put your little tripod right on
there. When we first got there, you know, the seats are great.
Right.
Yeah.
The big leather recliners.
And it's a good enough tray. But I got up because we sat right on the aisle. I was like on the aisle. Yeah, and then Mom's next to me.
You got the crappy seats. We got the really nice seats.
Well, we were in row two, which I'm not crazy
about.
Our
theater was sold out. Right. So we had an entire theater of people clinking their glasses and silverware. Yeah. And
I was surprised ours wasn't.
But me too. Because your movie got a much better rating than our movie.
Well, I mean, it's a really big movie. And like we're getting there like 5 minutes before. I'm like, we're never getting tickets to this,
right?
But yeah, it was pretty empty.
Well, I think they had like a couple theaters playing it.
Yeah, they did. There was one that started at like 6:30, and then the next one at 7.
Mm-hmm. That explains it.
But I when we got there and we sat down in our chairs, I'm like, I really wanted to get some popcorn. I'm not looking to get
concession
stand.
You
walk in and there's nothing. So I got up and I said to the girl who was standing there, I said, look, I didn't see any place to buy popcorn. She goes, oh, just sit back down and push that button on your tray. And I was like, there's a button on the tray? I thought it was a bolt.
Right. holding it together.
Yeah, I thought that was holding it to the arm.
I thought it had come loose.
Yeah. So we pushed that, and, 10 minutes later, somebody comes and asks for our order. And then I think it was another 15 minutes before they brought us the damn popcorn.
Right.
I
don't know. I'm hoping that... because they hadn't been open quite a week.
Mm-hmm.
So the staff is new and learning and whatever. And it's also a novelty for the customers.
Could you imagine if that was your job?
No.
If you were one of those waiters or waitresses?
I did apply. I'm glad they haven't called
me
back.
I would be so mad if anybody gave me any lip at all.
Well,
throw you off this balcony.
They're crouching down.
Yeah.
Carrying food.
And then if anybody goes, shh.
Right.
Excuse me?
You forgot my ketchup.
Yeah.
You're about to wear this soup, asshole.
Did you hear Miss What's-Her-Nuts over here? Order her ketchup on the side?
Yeah. The rest of the theater did. What do you mean it's not on the side?
I don't know.
The staff very friendly, though.
I don't like it. Now, the theater that I do like is that new one over at Tyrone Mall.
Yeah,
the Cobb Theater.
What was that movie that we went to go? Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I thought
great.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I wasn't distracted there at all. And I think
Switch the theaters?
Yeah, that would be great. After this long wait for theater.
We can't even go to the movie theater that's like 5 minutes from home.
Yeah, we could walk there.
Yeah, we could. We have in the past.
Yeah. And
it's a nice theater. They just need to drop this whole food thing.
Right.
Or
tone it down.
Tone it down, or the customers.
Well, Mom and I, when we walked
need
in,
to
we,
have
we,
a different expectation.
I know you're going to be shocked about this, but Mom and I, as soon as we got there, we walked straight to the bar.
I know.
And we both got
go
a beer.
You didn't go to the bathroom first?
No. We both got a beer, but as I'm standing there at the bar, this couple got a couple of mixed drinks, and this woman got this rum drink that was like the size of a Dixie cup.
Nice.
It was $9.50.
Ooh.
And she was like, $9.50?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to get sloppy.
She
was
like, is it a double? for $9.50?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Definitely pretty steep.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping that the novelty will wear off.
Is there a section in the theaters that you can sit in there and not be involved in all the eating?
No. There's eating and non-eating sections.
Yeah, right. The whole, yeah. Like smoking
yeah,
and
non. No. Yeah.
See, that's what they should have.
Yeah.
Right. What, smoking and non?
No,
eating and non.
Well, and you can't even get the popcorn without going through the waiter.
Right. Yeah,
which is bullshit.
You know, I mean, how many times have you walked up to the candy and popcorn counter at a movie theater, bought your candy and popcorn, and felt obligated to leave a tip?
All right, well, think about this.
Yeah, that's the other question. Is
here's the distraction level. We ordered a popcorn. We had to deal with somebody three times.
Mm-hmm.
Three different times, okay?
But had to get our tickets at a self-service kiosk.
Right.
You know, a little backwards.
So three different times during the movie, there was somebody who worked there bothering us while we're trying to watch the movie.
Are you three supposed or four?
To ask these people for like your snow caps and stuff yes. like
yeah,
that too?
Right. Yeah, there's no counter.
There's no counter.
There's no place to buy any of that crap.
You sit down and push the button and the waiter comes over and you order your snow caps and your popcorn.
So that's the question. If you only order, you know, movie theater food, snow caps, popcorn, are you expected to tip? Because, I mean, you shouldn't have to, but
well,
someone's bringing it.
Right.
So, somebody, what's the expectation?
No, the bill had gratuity on it.
Oh. Yeah.
It showed you the different levels of, you know, what you could pay.
Yeah.
So they're expecting a tip.
For your popcorn.
Not for popcorn.
I got a tip for you. Cut out the food service.
Yeah, but
just smuggle food in like
Open up a candy bar just like every other damn
theater
in town. Yeah.
Yeah, cut out the, you know, steaks and burgers.
Yeah,
and,
you know, you should eat before or after you go to a movie. Right. There's no reason why you got to do it there.
Is that the menu?
This is the menu.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That was novel.
Like
one,
were
two,
you allowed to take that?
Three.
She did anyway.
Four. Five. I paid for my $7 popcorn and tip.
Okay.
Six. Seven.
It's a nice looking menu.
Eight. Yeah. Nine. It's
five star.
10-page.
It's got a number on the bottom. They're going to want that back.
10-page menu.
Right.
And on page, I think, 8 or 9 at the very bottom, there's popcorn and candy.
Yeah. Theater treats.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I just kind of
it's appetizers. It's well, that's the whole basis of this movie theater is that it's
even
a
have
restaurant.
Snow caps.
Well, here's the good thing.
Burn it down.
The good thing and something that could be positive for the future. We have a brand new mall, okay? Mm-hmm. We have a brand new theater. I'm hoping that this concept doesn't make it, but we still have a theater.
What's
right. Turn it into a regular theater.
What's amazing? What's amazing about Studio Movie Grill
right.
is there are hundreds of them.
Yeah.
This is not a new concept. This is not a pilot program.
Well, the people that sat next to us and ordered the full full course meal, they obviously are used to this concept because I was like, you got to be shitting me.
Well, where
are you really going to order a salad
Georgia.
And dessert and all that right now?
I'm trying to think what the list was. But yeah, they have them all over the Southeast.
And it's really expensive.
And
like, everything is really expensive.
Exactly. I mean, it's like going out to dinner.
Hey, do you remember we talked about this guy probably a year ago? There was going to be this newfangled drive-in movie theater. And I think it was going to be in Georgia somewhere where you drive into
Texas.
Like a big dome.
Yeah.
Well, it.
Well, you don't
drive in,
go in, but they have all these antique cars.
Right.
Like an old days, you know, olden days drive-in movie theater.
That's
so you might
awesome.
Be sitting in a 57 Chevy or something
I love
like that.
It. That's a great
and
idea.
The dome had stars on it and stuff like that, like you were outside.
Yeah.
That to me seems really cool.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
Awesome.
That I could be a little distracted. I mean, when you go to a drive-in movie theater,
you're
distracted
there for more
a little
than
bit.
The movie.
Yeah. You're trying to knock somebody up or something.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're trying to get a hickey or something.
Yeah, right.
The movie's just an excuse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's just background noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. It was very distracting.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
I was disappointed.
Exactly.
And the movie that we saw was not great.
No, and they need to learn now that everything is so high definition,
yeah,
they need to keep the cameras a little bit further back from the actors' faces.
Yeah, because if I saw, what's his name, Richard Branagh's two moles on his, chin one more time, I was going to puke.
Exactly. I mean, I felt like
I was... It was almost like they were showing them on purpose.
It's like I felt like I was in his mustache.
Well, he's got those two giant moles on his chin. Now, look, he was known for his spectacular mustache. But guess what? Right under that is these two huge moles that are winking at you the entire movie.
Right.
And it seems like the whole movie was focused right on his chin.
Yeah. And, I mean, even Johnny Depp...
Weird looking, yeah.
He had so much makeup on, yeah. Like foundation.
Hey, one of the things I found interesting is Michelle Pfeiffer is in that movie.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
And finally, Michelle Pfeiffer is starting to show some age.
Yes.
I mean, she actually looked... I think she's got to be like in her 60s now.
But she was also supposed to be... She was playing an older character.
Yeah, but I could tell. I mean, with this high def, she's starting to look a little older.
Yeah. But, I mean, truly...
Still a good-looking woman.
I'm sure it'll be fine if you rent it and watch it at home, even if it's in high definition on your high-def TV.
Right.
But to have it on the big screen, maybe it's because we were in the second row, but I felt like... I you know how I am about being touched.
Yeah.
And right. It was like, oh, my God, they're too close to me. Back up. You're going to get some makeup on me.
Oh, we started watching Stranger Things.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, did you start season one?
Yeah,
which season one? Stranger?
Yeah, no, we started season three.
Is that the one with the kids?
Yes.
Shut up, man. I wasn't halfway paying attention,
kids
okay?
With 11. Yeah.
So.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Keep
it
watching.
It is good.
We watched some of that.
Season two is really good.
We watched, well, I
well,
watched
not there
season
yet.
One.
Yeah, yeah, that's why.
We're getting close.
So, yep. Hey, wait, I have a
right
really quick announcement that I just found out on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete, where I adopted...
They're recalling Dude?
Dude. No. Oh. No.
They want him back.
No, they just got a new batch of puppies, and there's a Tilly in the mix.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh.
It's not. They're not like her breed, but one of them's named Tilly. And
no,
I felt
well,
like
no, that doesn't count.
You guys should
That's
know.
It's not the same thing.
There's a Tilly.
But Pet Pal Animal Shelter has new puppies. If you're in the market for
that's
a
like,
puppy
that's
for
like saying
Christmas.
That the adoption agency has a new batch of babies, and there's a Hannah in the mix.
Yeah.
Not only do we not want another Hannah.
Look how this one turned out.
Right. Really? So we want two dogs named Tilly?
No, I'm not saying for us. I'm saying if anybody else wants a dog named
Tilly. Wants a
Tilly?
No, we'll get the new one. We'll keep
it's a
her
cool
Tilly.
Name.
We'll change this one to Killy.
Yeah.
It's a little more accurate.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, you said you wanted me to bring more to the show. I'm trying here, okay?
That's good. I like it.
So there you go.
God.
Adopt a puppy from Pet Pals.
There's a Tilly. They spell it different.
God, it's all different.
How many options are there to T-I-L-L-Y?
Theirs is T-I-L-L-I-E.
Oh, that's gay. That's the gay way.
You know all about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just ask me.
He's well versed.
I'm sort of an authority.
It's yes. M-A-R-K-I-E.
I know. The gay way would be M-A-R-C.
C-I-E.
And then you can also...
Marcy.
Marcy.
Right. Oh, Marcy.
See you real soon.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Now, see, if I was to...
Tuesday.
If I was to transition, then my name would be Marcia.
Marcia.
What is
Marsha?
Mm-hmm.
I think with Hannah, the only way I could go is Hank.
Whoa.
Or Han.
I like that.
Han.
Just Han.
Dad's dying.
Uh-oh, there's beer coming out the nose.
That almost came out of my nose. Han.
My fake ID is Hans Olo.
Hans
Olo.
It says I'm from Norway.
Yeah.
Norway.
Norwegian.
Hans Olo.
All right, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports, right. Man.
Before we get too silly.
You're silly.
Too late.
Hey, Sorry. So my Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Jets last Sunday, snapping a 5-game losing streak.
Snapping.
It wasn't pretty, but it's a W, and I'll take it. I'll take a W any way we can get one. Let's see. They won without P-grabbing Jameis Winston and without wide receiver Mike Evans.
This on the field. G and the P.
Fuck on the field. Illegal touching of the P. 15 yards.
In and over.
Yeah. This week, the Bucs are in Miami to face the Dolphins. We won't have P-grabbing Jameis Winston again this week. He's still nursing his bum shoulder and apparently under investigation. So we will not have him.
Well, will Evans be back?
Evans will be back.
Right. Bob Evans?
That was just a one
Mike,
game.
It's Mike Evans.
Oh. One game suspension.
Is he a relation of Bob?
Bob's son, yeah.
Bob will be there making all the
They're from the
Great French toast.
The sausage company. Isn't Bob Evans the sausage?
No, it's a restaurant.
They got
breakfast.
Like wicked French toast and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to go so bad.
Mike Evans and his breakfast empire.
Yes.
Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Lightning are still the best team in hockey.
Ever.
Yes. Woo-hoo. They lead all of the NHL with a record of 15-2-2. Hey, Stephanie, do you remember who our goalie was last year?
Chikorovsky?
No. Last year, all 6 foot, like 9 of them.
Crusher McPoel.
Ben
McGroin.
Bishop. Do you remember him? Remember he was traded to the Dallas Stars in the offseason?
Yes.
Well, guess what? He was in town last night. The Dallas Stars and Ben Bishop were in town to face the Lightning. And guess what happened?
He pulled his groin.
Ben Bishop got a very warm ovation from the crowd for all the service he did while he was a Lightning. But then his old teammates proceeded to
kick him in the groin.
Pummel him.
Yes.
The Bolts won 6-1.
Wow.
So when you ask yourself, was it a good idea or a bad idea to get rid of Ben Bishop and keep Andrei Vasilevsky?
That's him.
Our new young Russian goalie.
Stud Muffin.
I think the people in the know over there at the Lightning organization made the right choice.
Yes. I think they knew. I knew. They knew.
Right.
Where all of his blind spots are.
Well, I always liked Ben Bishop. I thought he did a great job. He was very good at getting the team to the playoffs.
Yes.
But then it never failed. As soon as the playoffs started, he pulled a groin.
Right.
Every year.
Not always his.
Right. Yeah. Gross.
Celebrating too early.
Personal friend of P-grabbing Winston. Next up for the Bolts, they face the New York Islanders here in Tampa at Amalie Arena tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Go Bolts. Remember we talked about as far as our Tampa Bay Rowdies go, we were hoping that I guess by the end of the season they were going to be picked up as a new MLS franchise. MLS would be Major League Soccer. They had two teams that they were going to put into the rotation, and we were in the running, but now it looks like we probably will not be selected this time around. It looks like the four teams that are still in the running are from Sacramento, Nashville, Cincinnati, and New York. Team owner Bill Edwards said his objective is to get a franchise, obviously. He says we're going to keep pushing to get one, so we'll see. Eventually, you know, it could
hopefully
happen. Right. Well, and they did good. They went to the playoffs. I think they played two games into the playoffs, and you know,
they had Cool in the gang.
They had Cool in the gang.
Anyway, cool. My.
Hey, on a sad note, and I don't know that anybody in this room other than me knows who Ferdy Pacheco is or was. Ferdy Pacheco. Now, see, boxing used to be a much bigger thing than it is now. Now, like MMA and all that kind of thing has taken over. Boxing is trying to come back, but it's still nowhere near as popular as it was when I was a kid, or even farther back than that. Ferdy Pacheco was a boxing icon. Not that he was a fighter; he was the fight doctor. And in particular, he was always around the ring when Muhammad Ali was fighting. He was like Muhammad Ali's personal fight doctor,
he's
I guess.
The cut man.
Ferdy Pacheco basically was born in Ybor City back in the day, and but made his home in Miami when he got out of the boxing game as being the fight doctor, and then after that being an analyst on television for boxing. He apparently is a fantastic artist, painter.
Oh.
Artist. Apparently, he has done enough paintings to fill a gallery, and he's written 6 books.
Wow.
So the guy was sort of a Renaissance man and kind of could do it all. He also made sure that in Miami, he took care of a lot of the poor people in a Miami neighborhood called Poor Town. No, it's called Overtown. Miami's Overtown neighborhood, not Poor Town. Ty, that's rude. Anyway, Ferdy Pacheco died peacefully in his sleep yesterday. He was how old? 89 years old.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, I used to watch a lot of boxing when I was a kid. That was, you know, after football, boxing was my sport of choice. I mean, I loved watching boxing. And back in the day, in my day, there were a lot of great fighters.
Yes.
There have been a lot of great fighters throughout history. But if you think of some of the fighters that I grew up with.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Bruce Lee.
No.
T-Rex.
No.
Fantastic fighters.
Yeah. Anyway. Rest in peace, Ferdy Pacheco. So that's that. Hey, do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
All right, why don't we do that? Yes. Before we do that, we should take a little bit of a break.
Quick break.
Earlier in the show, I said that we were really looking forward to and hopefully anticipating a show between Damon Fowler, who we played earlier. We played his song Fruit Stand Lady, and we were hoping that before the end of the year, he would get together with Selwyn Birchwood and play a show here locally. Well, it turns out that they are going to do that December 19th at the Hideaway Cafe. That's a Tuesday evening. Get your tickets now, or don't get them now because we haven't gotten ours yet.
Yeah, let me get ours first, but then go to hideawaycafe.biz and buy your tickets.
Get your tickets to the Damon Fowler Selwyn Birchwood show December 19th, Tuesday evening. What a nice Christmas present that would be. Honey, you don't have to get me anything for Christmas. Just get us tickets to that.
All right. I will save that recording.
Yeah, we have that on record.
We have that on. Right. Yeah, I've got
anyway,
it.
We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play Stump the Chump, and I've got a few more little stories for you. Stephanie, do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do.
What would it be?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's not forget. It's right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, next week for most of us is a 3-day week.
Woohoo!
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday off. And then the whole weekend.
Yeah, right.
Nicely yes. done.
Friday. Nicely done.
I like
done.
How that works out. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
If you what want, are you playing?
I'm going to play this called the song this, called the, Addicted by Selwyn Birchwood.
Ah, okay.
Did I not get to that?
No, you didn't get to that.
I did all
ramble,
that.
Ramble,
all
ramble,
that,
ramble.
All that yakking.
Ramble,
I,
ramble.
I thought I had such a good setup. Anyway.
Here's Selwyn.
Yeah, here's Selwyn with Addicted. We'll be right back.
Can't stop. Addicted to your love,
picture it now. I can just picture it now. Damon Fowler and Selwyn Birchwood, December 19th at the Hideaway Cafe, downtown St. Petersburg. Oh, man.
I know.
Leading up for Deceptive Intruder.
Leading up for Deceptive Intruder.
Whoa, sorry.
So, again, that was Selwyn Birchwood with his song Addicted. Earlier, I played Damon Fowler's Fruit Stand Lady. And, man, oh, man, the last time we saw them together at the Hideaway Cafe...
was last Christmas.
Was, yeah, about the same time last year. And the two really like each other. So it was a very fun show. The interaction between the two of them, and both of them are great musicians and great artists. So it was a lot of fun and a night full of very good music. Anyway, so we're going to play Stump the Chump, right?
Yes. Yeah.
A Thanksgiving version of Stump the Chump. Are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Does everybody have their bell, their ring, or their hooter? Let's do it.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
The wild turkeys can only fly for short distances. They can sometimes reach speeds of... Mark.
30 miles an hour.
No. Ty.
65.
No. Do you want me to give you the choices? Yes. All right. The choices are 7 miles an hour.
Oh.
35 yeah. miles an hour.
Oh, I was close.
Or 55 miles an hour. Hannah.
7.
No.
55.
You don't get 2.
I
Ty.
Get 2.
55.
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't get
See,
that.
I was close.
He doesn't get
hey,
that.
I was hey. Real close.
Hey.
That's a half. No. That's okay. Half him, half me.
Hey, Stony McStoner face.
What?
Play by the rules.
Well.
All right, so we...
I was going to do this story a little bit later in the show if we got time.
Yeah.
In Australia, they yeah. you know they've got that Bay Area there where right. the big opera house is and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sydney.
They have this ferry.
You know
and they
that
just,
place?
That one.
They just named this ferry Ferry McFerry Face.
Really? Ferry McFerry Face.
I love Australia.
Nice. Right.
They're
pretty cool.
They're fun.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. So, now we know that they can reach speeds of 55 miles an hour.
That's pretty quick flying? For a turkey.
How running?
How fast can they trot?
Oh.
Is it 15 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, or 40 miles an hour? Mark.
15.
No.
Oh, come on.
Ty.
25.
Yes. Ty and his turkeys, he is up to.
I like turkey.
Well, he stole the first one.
Yeah. According to the Butterball Company...
Look at old Brainiac Jack, doesn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Probably never even done Thanksgiving.
According...
Nope.
Stop. According to the Butterball Company, how much turkey is consumed on Thanksgiving Day? Ty?
A lot.
Is it 500,000 pounds, 100 million pounds... or 675 million pounds.
675 Mark. Million pounds.
And you would be correct.
100 million pounds.
675 million pounds.
That's a lot of dead birds.
Of turkey.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's a lot of tryptophan.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And I don't even like turkey.
I feel
so.
Tired just what? Thinking about it.
Which item would have not been on the table at the first Thanksgiving? Was it...
Marijuana.
Stop.
Is that an option?
No.
Okay.
The options...
Doritos.
The options are knife,
what?
Goblet, fork, or spoon. Ty.
Fork.
Yes.
Oh.
No forks.
Fork you.
Yeah.
Come on,
fork,
man.
Forks are new.
Is that...
Ties up 3.
So the first Thanksgiving, they didn't have forks?
They didn't have forks.
Were we all savages for
yes.
the
yes.
sake?
Yes, we were. All savages. All savages.
Barely even human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which
so then the pilgrims decided core. That the Indians were more savage...
I guess,
we better start killing them off.
Right, because they didn't have spoons.
That's society.
That's how it
religion.
Works.
They are eating with their hands.
They all were.
Well, no, some of them had spoons.
Well, yeah. Everything else was.
You can't eat turkey with a spoon?
Turkey
Not
soup.
Very well.
You can.
Well, we'll try. Which beverage did the pilgrims bring with them on the Mayflower?
Shasta.
Ty.
Some kind of mead or ales.
Yes, it was beer. And with beer, Ty wins.
Congratulations, Thanksgiving.
Ty. Bring the forth the mashed potatoes.
And Claire, don't donate worry, the $20 to me.
I'll help you out.
Donate to the needy this Thanksgiving.
Yes.
One can of beets.
Oh, which I have. You can
I don't
have
want that.
Nobody wants that.
What do you do with that?
10 minutes.
Eat it.
Hey, this is a story that I saw, and I just skimmed it, but I thought that the story is very interesting, especially in today's climate with all of the sexual assault and sexual
harassment,
that kind of
harassment.
Thing. The story says that there was a study done, and it finds that women are less likely to get CPR.
Yes.
And I think, you know, when I thought, I never thought about it before, but it was like, yeah, I can see that. You see somebody falling out, and it's like, well, I got to do some chest compressions, but
I don't want to touch the chesticles.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I mean, I know Ty walks around town hoping a bitch will fall out.
Yeah. Get your handful of chesticles. You
know, I'm always here to help.
I don't know.
What movie was that? Sandlot?
Yes, Sandlot.
Yeah.
Right,
he pretended to drown so she would give him mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see that.
Let's see. There are some numbers here, and it says that only 39% of women suffering cardiac arrest in a public place were given CPR versus 46% of men. And men were 23% more likely to survive, this study found.
Yeah, because they were actually getting help.
Mm-hmm. It says it involved nearly 20,000 cases around the country, and is the first to examine gender differences in receiving heart help from the public versus professional responders. So it's kind of scary. I mean, if you're a woman and you fall out with a heart attack.
Don't have a heart attack in public?
Well, I mean...
Well, they don't normally. Not as much, anyway.
Well, and can I ask...
you need to wear a t-shirt that says it's okay to touch my boobs if I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Please save me.
Please press here.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, like a... you know, people with one kidney and stuff like that wear a special bracelet.
A bracelet.
Yeah, women need to start wearing a bracelet that says... Pump those boobs.
Touch them. Yeah. Well, do what you have to do.
The boobs are down here. You should be up here in the actual chest,
right.
So
but
there's
I mean,
no
some,
problem.
Well, you're supposed to be like in the sternum, right? Between.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is all rib cage up here. The boobs hang here.
So
that,
if you see...
But okay, if you're like behind someone, giving them the
Heimlich.
Yeah, then
that's
you're
a
like...
Whole different thing.
That's my favorite move. Just ask your mom.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Are attractive women more likely to receive CPR
absolutely
than unattractive women?
I don't think it's as much a problem because they're in good shape.
Yes. So they're you're willing to hedge your bets that she won't sue if
she's
pretty.
Or she might sue the most.
Well, I mean,
if she sues, you got to cop a feel and
listen,
you know,
I mean,
maybe
from
swap
what I understand, when you give CPR,
magician.
you've got your two hands clenched and you've got them on the sternum, nowhere near the boobs. So if you walk up on a situation where a woman has had a heart attack or is in cardiac arrest and you see somebody working the boobs, call the police.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're obviously not doing it correct.
No, actually. First, before you call the police,
call an ambulance.
Take out your cell phone and record it.
Call an ambulance. Because
that's what we do in today's day and age. We record
punch that
everything.
Guy in the face.
Don't offer
call
any assistance.
Police.
Record it and then call the police.
And then call the police.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's the way it goes,
what
man.
Yeah. Is he saying?
Anyway, so 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
you need
good.
Like three, four
good.
For the song, so you got 3 minutes.
All right. Okay.
Good.
And it'll take us 10 to wrap up.
Oh, okay.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, what's that one thing that I say I will never do?
Uh-oh.
There's a few of those.
Fart in public?
The one thing. Well, that.
poop skydive. In someone else's bathroom?
I will never skydive.
Skydive?
At work.
They had another skydiver killed over at Skydive City in the Zephyr Hills.
Oh, really?
I think it was Monday. 36-year-old. You know, they jumps out of a plane at 13,500 feet. And, you know, what parachute happened? Doesn't open.
Shit.
No backup? Backup didn't open either?
Apparently not. I mean, the guy's dead. You know, I just don't understand. I don't understand the whole idea of jumping out of a perfectly good plane. Look, I get that there
Look,
are.
Look, I've seen that plane.
I get that there I are jumping thrill out. Seekers, good. Right? There are thrill seekers out there, but I mean, can you pick something a little bit different than jumping right. out of a plane? You know.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe scale the side of a mountain that's with also, no ropes.
That's also insane. That's also insane. The other thing that's even more insane than that are those people that jump off these high cliffs in those flying,
bat suits.
Flying, yeah, squirrel suits or bat suits. Yeah. That is insane. That yes. is
it's
the
pretty
most insane.
Cool,
it is very cool. But they are flying so fast toward the ground. One false move, and you're splat on the side of the mountain.
Well, okay, so what is the one thing Dad would said he'd never do?
All of those.
All of those.
Fall out of
poop
the sky.
At work.
How about that? Let's and wrap it up with
poop,
fall
poop,
out of the sky.
Poop at work is the yeah, number one thing that I will never do.
All right, poop we need to wrap fart. Up.
All right, everybody. We are here at the end of our show, unfortunately, because I feel like we could go another hour at least.
Or
you're
two.
You're probably like,
oh,
please,
thank God.
We got to watch Stranger
if, in
Things.
Fact, you have hung on this long. Anyway, that's Hannah Claire, here at the end of the show, do you have anything you want to add?
Not particularly.
Okay. Stephanie, anything that you would like to add?
Rear Window is on TCM at 8.
Nice.
Is that tonight or tomorrow night? I don't remember
night.
Now.
I think it's tomorrow night. And that's one of my all-time favorite Alfred Hitchcock
favorites.
And Jimmy Stewart movies. That's also got Grace Kelly in it.
Yes.
Fantastic movie. And what's the nurse's name?
Oh, God. I looked it up the other day.
I wrote it down. It's like Sadie something.
Sexy Sadie.
Anyway, we don't
Sexy
have
Sexy Sadie. Anyway. Jack, do you have anything you'd like to add here at the end of the show?
Nope. Just that I forgot. And then.
Well, you said nope.
And then I remembered what I was supposed to end the show with.
Okay. Well, that's good. We're getting to that.
Okay.
Not yet. Not
Ty,
yet.
Do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Mosh Pit Olympics tomorrow night. Be there 8 o'clock.
Brass Mug. Tampa.
Brass Mug.
Everybody. Let's see. I don't have anything to add. Now, I would like to say that we are having some of the most beautiful weather that we've had all year. Do yourself a favor and get outside and enjoy it this weekend. However, I think it's supposed to rain Saturday or Sunday.
So, just kidding, don't.
Yeah, just kidding, don't.
But Thanksgiving is supposed to be beautiful.
Right. Other than that, I will say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mama.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Nice. Balls to the wall. Or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We truly enjoy speaking to you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking to you again next Friday. We're going to wrap this show up with a song called Johnny Cash by who? Ry Cooter. See you next week. Good night.
Johnny singing on my city radio that I wouldn't do my schoolwork in no Jordan schoolyard game. I'd sit there by the radio so I could hear him sing. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? Now I want to get on board, John. I want to ride your train. I don't care where you're going, long as it's
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That's it.